And this Bank Holiday Monday, our correspondent, writer and comedian Maurice Gohan is, appropriately enough, in a holiday mood and indeed location. But while Emily is indisputably in Paris, Culturefile's plucky ingenue francophile remains in Provence. It's a choice.
I'm still in self-imposed exile in France. I love the French for their Frenchness. Say what you want. No one is as French as the French themselves. The man who owns the building I live in is very French. He makes me call him El Presidente. And I don't know if you realize how humiliating it is to be a grown adult and call another grown adult the president. It sounds like a made-up kids thing, like a unicorn or hell. I don't think I could even do it to the actual president. Mr. Higgins, Sir Michael D., nice to meet you, Your Honor. He shows up every evening holding three different phones and wears a white shirt that is so long it looks like he's sporting a dress. And I say, Bonjour, El Presidente, and he waves back. His wave is more Pope than President, but I don't dare tell him that. I'm not sure what religion the French are. Because of coronavirus, there are no other Irish or English or Americans on the beach. So it's just me and a haze of mahogany bony bodies. The French eat olive oil and mozzarella and fresh baguettes. I guess that's what keeps them so skinny. I've adapted their healthy eating, and I definitely don't look like them. On the beach, little kids stare at me and exclaim something in French, probably, Mama, beached whale. The French are smokers. Maybe that's how they stay so thin. Everyone and their mother smokes. Shouldn't their mother be dead from all that nicotine? No. One of my neighbors I share a courtyard with is 17, and I see her breastfeeding her baby with a cigarette in hand. So bloody French. A girl who lives in the courtyard likes to practice her English with me. One day, when I made sure no one else was looking, I raised my skirt to show her my sunburn. She screamed. Ah, no, no. That's not color of person. That color salmon. I got defensive. It's fine. It will turn to tan. Does it not hurt? She asked, peering at it. Yes, agony, but you're not listening. Will turn to tan. Will turn to tan is the Irish mantra of denial. From pale white to hot pink to peeling. Will turn to tan, we repeat, lashing layers of after sun on one day and then shedding like lizards the next. Turning to tan is like the mythical playboy who cheated on his girlfriend for 10 years and then did a 180 and became a devoted husband and father. Sure, we've heard of it. It's been whispered about for years. But has anyone actually experienced it? Everyone in France wears a mask. Everywhere. I think they made it a law. They're not big on social distancing or hand sanitizer. Every time I slap my bum down on a metal chair in a cafe and spend 2 hours sweating off a kilo, I think, coronavirus or not, they should really wipe this down after me. But no, it's all about the mask. I haven't seen a pair of lips in weeks. Funny, the same country to ban hijabs makes masks mandatory. It's almost like it was never about what was covered, more about who was being covered. Anyway, I don't want to get political. That's not very French of me. Or it is if I got political and just quit halfway. That would be very French of me. Wow, a World War II joke. Give me another month here and I'll be waxing lyrical about Franz Ferdinand and the Treaty of Versailles.
Maurice Gohan there, and never forget you can find all of Maurice's Culturefile pieces where you get your podcasts, because Culturefile is also a podcast. But sure, who am I telling?